topics here. Well, which I would like to present in this seminar a simple study, as it only an exploration, but taking into account the experience you have here, it would be nice for me to get an idea about what is the real usefulness of the consideration we are doing. Yes. The basic objective is to study the dynamics of a relativistic or a particle, no, acted by a stochastic force, considering that the force is relativistic invariant in the stochastic property. The interesting point perhaps that arise is that the only point perhaps which is perhaps new in the analysis is the way in which we consider the stochastic force, because no, because a lot of work have been done in the stochastic consideration from the deriving quantum mechanics law from stochastic forces. But we want to consider this special view to see and discuss with you with what is the possibility for making something useful for this. The interesting point is that the way in which we implement the force, it seems to that produce a kind of another term, stochastic another term, theorem, which at the end perhaps there is a suspicion that could be related with the solution of the Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen. No paradox in a theory which could be constructed along the lines studied here. No, as I mentioned, a long tradition exists of studies of this kind of problem, and what we as mentioned also, what we consider is an special idea. So we will consider the Einstein view that the particle has a definite position in the space, and no, and to then after if we want to get the phenomenology of quantum mechanics from this point of view, we need to also to recognize that, for example, the vacuum should act with a stochastic force, no, over the particles, and in order to have this quantum property in some way, perhaps explain it, as many people have argued. Then this has been done by many people, this kind of studies by Boyer, De La Peña, many out. Here we would like only to consider a special way of implementing this stochastic force. That is, the stochastic will the force will be defined in the proper frame of the particle, no? And we consider that in the frame of the particle feels a homogeneous random force, which as a function of the proper time of the system. No? In this way, it seems that this is a relativistic invariant definition. And we would like to explore what this view says. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fluctuation, its velocity. Is there, okay.
Uh-huh.
Is there any sense that is there really anything in there about if the force is external, that's changing the forces, you know?
Changing the velocity. It's the same in general, but we are assuming, for example, that the vacuum is some complex thing that perhaps acts in a stochastic way over the particle. And this is considered in many works in this book. What we would like to consider is to view it as a this force defined as a homogeneous random force, but filled in the defined in the proper frame of the particle as a function of the proper time of the particle.
Right, I just suggested that because I didn't see how the vacuum, the force that's coming from externally from the vacuum is going to know about the proper time of the particle. So it seemed like to me that it's essentially something to do with the particle. I mean, otherwise, how does the... And maybe you'll expand on that. I just...
It's not confused. It's only assuming that, well, for example, we can...
So two particles...
We can get rid of the notional force, for example. We can say that if it has some meaning to be in a proper frame of the particle will feel an acceleration, which should be a homogeneous distribution, which should have a homogeneous distribution function as a function of the proper time, without talking about force. No?
Okay, so two particles at the same point. With different proper times measured with
different proper times.
Mm-hmm. They'll experience different forces.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. We will consider interaction at the moment.
Okay.
After the interaction, perhaps we will sort of speculate at the end about interaction. And then we the proper time can write this expression, which is the stochastic function of the stochastic force, and this is the increment in the velocity. In the proper frame, this is the passive equation. No? This function, which is a stochastic function, or homogeneous in the time, will produce this acceleration in the instant, in the first frame. And then simply, we use the addition of velocities, no, to pass to the laboratory frame, to the observer frame, no, in order to get the increment in the velocity for the particle in terms of the increment in the red frame, which is expressed in terms of the stochastic force. Then we get this expression for the increment in the velocity. Then we consider only one dimensional problem. I see to consider more dimensions needs more difficult, you know, consideration about the rotational invariance and this sense. We only consider one dimensional motion. And then we get this equation for the velocity in terms of the proper time, you know, evolution. And the velocity is the normal velocity, the derivative of the position respect to the time. And this is only a connection between the usual connection between the force in the proper time in the rest frame and force in the observatory in the laboratory frame and this. Then it can be seen that the velocity can be determined analytically in terms of the integral of the force in the proper in the rest frame and then. To get this expression for in terms of the integral of the force of the velocity as a function of the proper time. Then the random force, we will take a concrete specialization of the random force, no, as a kind of white noise with a finite bandwidth generated by n uniform spaced values frequency components having random phases generated by no numerical. This is a way of we constructed the here realization of the of this force in this case. No, this is a function of the proper time as you know and has this property. When n goes to a large value, then you have a reasonable realization, you know, of the stochastic force. I am not very well trained in the stochastic, you know, generation process. And well, perhaps you have some remarks in this. We selected only this as a way, a great way. Substituting in the expression for the velocity. This is a realization of the random force as a function of the time, no? to show the random like appearance. And this is a distribution function for the values of the force taken, no, for a last time. We chose this more or less Gaussian, no, that's it, approximately Gaussian behavior for this realization. Perhaps with larger n, we can find better, more Gaussian, perfectly Gaussian distribution function. Then we consider then a particle in a medium, and then for is because the expression, analytic expression for the force is simple, we can integrate it directly to get the integral of the force in terms of which the velocity is expressed, and substituting in the previous expression for the velocity, then we get a concrete expression for the velocity as function of the proper time for this. here, then, in this plot, we can see the velocity as a function of the proper time for definite values of the this integration constant, which mainly with what fixes is the value of this of the velocity, the mean value of the velocity that we will consider. Then here, which this the same graph, the same plot is here plotted. If we have shown for a few values of c, no, in this case, and showing this the velocity. Now, what is important here? What is most interesting? Is that the in this kind of perhaps can be guessed from before. But we can see, for example, that there is a drift velocity in the system, the difference with the Brownian motion in which the medium stops by friction the particle in this sense. No, in this sense, well, this is one of the main points which it seems interesting in the analysis, that you have a gain of mean values of the drift velocity for a particle in this medium. And this is also the same, but seeing in the distribution function of the velocity here for different value of c. Here is a small value of c and greater values of c also. It is interesting to note that because the Lorentz invariance of the scheme, any of these distribution should be related by the Lorentz transformation, no? Because it's the same. We work in another reference system, the value of the mean velocity will be, no, can be reduced even to zero in this case. Then, in order to find the velocities and the coordinates as a function of the observer frame, we need to find the time, the proper time as a function of the normal time for the system, and then you use calculate the numerical the time as a function of the proper time for a given c, which is the main specific stochastic process. No, and we get using this expression, we can get the time in function of the proper time, and then also numerical by we can obtain the inverse mapping for representing the proper time as a function of the time and as a function of the constant c in this range of value. This allows then to express the functions in terms of the time. And then using this expression, you can simply express the velocities and plot the velocity as a function of the usual time for these values of the constant c, which is showing the velocity, and the, you know, also integrate to find the coordinates as a function of the proper time. The Duetto-Lorentz invariance again, for example, this is for a small value of c, in which we see, for example, the stochastic fluctuation, no, in this small range of plotting. This is the larger range of plotting of the coordinates, and this, but here for greater values of c, which mean more velocity, this oscillation are not so seen. But also by the Lorentz invariance, if the n is sufficiently high, we expect that this function can be transformed, Lorentz transformed into this function, because the velocity here is greater in this case. This is the plot of the coordinate. Then, in order to see to study a little what happened with the interaction between particles, as you mentioned, we considered the problem of two particles in the medium interacting through a Coulomb force in the observer in the laboratory frame. Then we wrote the equation for the two particles, we have the the random force acting over them, but also the force of Coulomb force of the particle transformed to the rest frame by the factor which is needed for transforming the force in the laboratory frame to the rest frame. showing a proper time for each, as you know, considering that there is no retardation, and the velocity size are small, and the force is also small for compatibility with this, and then this is low velocity static approximation. Then for each of the proper times, we have a relation between the proper time and the reference system, or laboratory reference time, these two relations. So the two movements are independent, and a specific condition for the initial coordinates and proper time. And then it's interesting what follow from the numerical solution is that, for example, when you have the two particles choking, they change, for example, their velocity. The one comes with zero velocity and the other one comes with a mean velocity, and after the choke, it maintains the conservation momentum also follows in this. Perhaps it can be expected from before, but it's interesting that it also shows this kind of another theorem in the sense that the momentum is conserved in the dynamics, in this sense. And then this is the value, so the mean velocity before, and after the collision, in this sense. This is the main point. This is a short paper then, and this is the main discussion. And here now we'd like to comment with you some possibilities which are interesting for us. And let's see, discuss a little about this. It seems interesting to generalize the study for the considered more spatial dimension. Also, to study the formulation for a stochastic model term in which the symmetries of the system extend to the symmetry of the random forces acting, for example, to include spin and to include internal conservation law. The discussion suggests that perhaps you can implement this conservation law for the internal quantities which are important, for example, in quantum field theory, to be maintaining and quantum mechanics inclusive.
This is the one. In the case of number of spatial dimensions being greater than one, the following possibility arises. You consider, for example, the preparation of two collisions. Then make an example of a large number of these collisions, And because we have more than one dimension, then the output drift velocity of the particle will depend on the concrete realization of the stochastic force when they choke. And by the way, you will have a probabilistic distribution of output drift velocity pressure models satisfying the conservation law.
And we can make this this ensemble, for example, for density ensemble for each time, and to see what the distribution of and this, no? In this case, is one interesting possibility arise. We after can implement the stochastic force in order that this statistical distribution could be associated in some way to a linear equation, like the Dirac equation, no? If we are able to do this, then the Ebert paradox could have a solution in the sense that the particle will show, no? You can measure the position of the particle, approximately you can detect the position of the other. And measuring the momentum of one of the particles, you can detect the momentum of the anode in this case, and in this situation, a solution of the paradox will be arise in this view point.
This is the one of the motivations.
And some observations
suggest that perhaps, varying the form of the stochastic force, we can perhaps associate, no, this distribution of density, for example, to a linear evolution equation like the Dirac one or the Maxwell one. For example, this in these ensembles, you have a time t half passed after the choke, these distributions will be zero outside the radius of c by t. In this sense, and this means that this distribution evolving in time are confined to radial distance. And also, if another term arises, you will have conservation for angular momentum or total angular momentum, which perhaps suggests that it could be perhaps a way of associating the distribution to be guided by the conservation law associated to a Dirac equation or other kind, no? Of evolution equation. This is the suggestion, more or less. Interesting also is that in the case of small mass, the force accelerates the particle to the light velocity easily. And then in this sense, this limit, this stochastic decision leads to the suspicion, for example, that perhaps it could be possible to represent Maxwell equation, no? As a collection of particles with having a strike velocity, strike trajectories at the velocity of light, and that the components of the electromagnetic field to be realized as a kind of mean values over the internal quantities of the photon, for example, the electricity and the energy in this sense, no? And to show validity of Maxwell equation in a kind of mean. A value over this distribution, both being the photon traveling at light velocity. This is a kind of a strange thing because both suggested by this. Another interesting point is that perhaps in this kind of model, we can see the eigen states as some kind of, but in a general framework, in which the particles, for example, are in a kind of a random motion with some quantum numbers, which are related with the Noether conservation equation. And after, for example, contact interaction, they can emit other particles and transit to another random motion, no, having different quantum numbers in the design. Oh, this is already the main, no? Content of I wanted to comment or discuss with you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Need some questions. So, how do you imagine that you would get a violation of Bell's inequality, or do you imagine that you could violate Bell's inequality and see non-locality in this framework? Is that possible?
Precisely, there was the motivation is that perhaps, no, this solution of the random of the eigenproductive Rossi way of, you know, seeing seeing the quantum mechanical equation as a kind of pilot wave, no? But only describing the strange action of the vacuum on the, you know, on the particles, which is, you know, quantum filters say that the vacuum is a very, you know, complex thing, no?
And this could somehow mediate a non-local force?
The interesting thing perhaps is that perhaps the only will needed a contact interaction in the center. For example, the electron is in the one exceeded state of the roaming atom, no? And by contact interaction, it radiates, for example, a photon, and it passed to another stochastic motion, no? In the ground state will remain there, or in the other will emit, no?
But if you have two electrons, one here and one here, and there are paired in an entangled quantum state, so they're spins.
Mm-hmm.
Or just simply you put them in the original EPR wave function, then is there an instantaneous interaction between the contact forces here and the ones over here in your picture?
This thing was a very exception in order to see this apparently non-local interaction as being local in the sense that the would be associated to the conservation laws, for example, no? The interesting point here, I mean, is that perhaps it's not
apparently non-local.
Apparently non-local.
But it is local.
It's local. It's said that you have the measure, you have the position and the momentum well-defined, no? And
the position and momentum well-defined.
Well-defined, yes, on the approximation of the oscillation around the drift velocity.
Then how do you explain the experimental violations of Bell inequalities? So the usual assumption is that if there are only localized hidden variables, then the correlations must satisfy the Bell inequality. And quantum mechanically, we know we can violate.
But here, I understand this difficulty. But here, for example, the locality of the wave function will not control, only will the Dirac equation, for example, is it able to describe this ensemble? It will act only as a pilot wave. And about the locality of the problem will be in a stochastic sense, in the sense that when you measure the position, you can derive the position of the other, or measure the momentum, you can derive the momentum of the other, no? But there is no a field, to say, the locality, the description of the no? Of the stochastic process.
But isn't that just a slight generalization of the ordinary classical case where you have, you have conservation momentum, you know the initial momentum, you know some, you have an interaction, and you know that the momentum's conserved, so you measure the one component of the output of the interaction, and then you can use the conservation law to deduce the other one.
Uh-huh.
This just looks, I may not follow, because you just said something about the wave function. I didn't see where any wave function.
It's
only this is like just a stochastic classical theory.
Well, expectation is that perhaps playing with this ensemble, no, and this another term satisfaction of the same stochastic sense, you can argue in some sense that these ensembles can be associated to a Dirac equation or no, or another relativistic equation, playing quantum equation. No, we have conservation, no, as it of density or probability, and if this can be done, then no, one will then have a very how to say hidden variables, a hidden variable, but But in, how to say,
your idea is that you have a, is it that you have a particle interacting with a, like a Dirac field or a Cohen-Gordon field? Or is it, or are you getting rid of the particles and thinking about a field theoretic analog?
For example, quantum, the idea is that quantum field theory, perhaps the Dirac equation is like a tidal wave. But in this sense, not not considering that the wave effectively acts on the particle, no? But it's only it's only describing the distribution, the probabilistic distributions, no? In this relativistic mechanical, in the, which the bubble is what moves the particles, in this sense.
So that's a bit, that's going to take the place, that's going to reduce the force in the particles, this Dirac field, is that?
Is it the not the wave function, but
the regular relativistic.
The buttons were the responsible for this, no? For the excessive force, which is here perhaps is not related directly with the with a wave function like in the bomb approach. For example, in the bomb approach, I know that you have this problem of the, for real eigen function, you have no stochastic, you have no force on the particles, no? But in this case, perhaps you have not this problem in this case, no? If we are able to argue that this produce a Dirac equation as a indirect, as if needed for assuming the relativistic invariance and the conservation of the quantities and these kind of things. No? I am not sure what relation is with the Bell theorem. No? I have not. I need to search more to what is the relation.
Well, but that is related to my question. No, it's just another way of getting up. What I was asking is getting at the same thing. Mm-hmm. Is that you can't, is that the correlations are stronger in the quantum case than they're explicable by classical interactions, even if they're stochastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all.
No, thank you very much. Yes, I would like to see after what more about the connection. Well, what do you consider that the is there a kind of contradiction with the Bell equalities? Or
it seems.
It seems.
It seems.
Very good. I would. Mm-hmm.
I think that Jean-Pierre Figier as well on the same idea. Does his work relate to yours?
Can you repeat?
Jean-Pierre Figier. Work on this.
Yes. He made a lot of works in this also, mm-hmm. with De La Peña and relativistic. Very good. I am not aware exactly if it, perhaps he has already discussed something similar. Mm-hmm. I am not aware of. Perhaps they have derived in some sense the Cohen-Gordon equation from this stochastic way. What seems interesting here is that perhaps this kind of conservation could be employed in some way, no?
Any further questions? Let's thank the speaker.
Oh, thank you.